My name is Raven. I'm here right now to talk about shit, rant a little bit, share a lot. And if you want to talk, rant, share some shit with me, do it. So today we are going to rant about something very important to me. I just got the ending to a cliffhanger that was spanning for about 6 years. I want to say 6 years. 10th grade. 2015. Five or six. We're going to give it six. Just even. little bit about me before I dive into the story. I feel like most of this is my fault. I've known since I was like in middle school that I have this weird feeling in my soul when a friend of mine is moving away and I feel like I'm never going to see them again. Now, maybe over the years of not sharing this and not getting any insight on how normal this feeling is to most people, maybe I perpetuated it into like a real mental thing. But full disclaimer, I'm not taking drugs. I haven't even gone to a shrink and I'm still alive. I've only tried to kill myself once and it was a shitty attempt with no help from Google, which means I wasn't really into it. Sorry if that triggered anyone listening, but I'm just here, man, trying to figure it out. It's been 2 days since this shit has happened to me, and this is the first morning where no one's at my house, so I feel comfortable talking about this. And this won't be a long episode, of course. It was crazy, dude. The worst part about my situation is I can't even remember all of it. Like, I remember I was in 10th grade. I remember how we met and shit like that. But as far as what we talked about, how old I was, how old she was, what year it was, 10th grade. That's how I mark my years. Okay. Picture this. I'm at a football game. I say it like that because I don't do shit like that. Those are weird social events, in my opinion. I'm at a football game. I'm here with my school, and I'm sitting around with people I know, but they aren't really my friends. Standing there, waiting, I guess, for someone or something, or to have some fun. Funny story about that game. That game was one of my first events where I consciously felt like, damn, like, I don't know anybody. So that's crazy. And it's just like, ninth grade, if you aren't exposed to shit, you won't be exposed to shit. So 10th grade was the year I feel like I woke up and like realized that there was status and realized that, you know, things were happening behind closed doors and, you know, you had to know people to, yeah, that big revelation. So I'm at a football game. I'm standing and I'm watching, and after a little while, a tall, light-skinned girl with sunglasses on walks by, and at this time, I knew I was gay, but I had never thought about dating dominant women before, and it was crazy that I still have that moment in my head. It was crazy that moment even happened. But nothing really came out of that moment. Put it like that. She walked, I stared, and she walked away. So after that, I went to a friend's house. She was my best friend at the time. If it sounds like I don't want to tell the story, it's just like I'm telling you like the key points. So yeah, I was there, and I think we talked about it that night. But the next morning, I found out that my best friend used to go to school with the girl who I saw. So that was kind of weird. Like, this is really before, like, I gained any type of sauce in myself and I knew my worth. So I kind of faked on her at first. We didn't really talk much. We talked, like, that day that my best friend gave us each other's numbers. And then that was it, you know. I didn't really think much about it. It wasn't really a thing. And fast forward, I remember the next memory is me on the bus on my way to school. And I remember us texting and I remember us flirting. And I think that was the first time that I actually thought about her that way. She actually flirted with me, which is weird because I wasn't showing her any attention. She actually flirted with me, and being me, I never got, like, any explanation on, like, how I felt or, you know, any help deciphering shit. So I took that feeling and, like, ran with it. Honestly, it felt good, and it was something I wanted to do. That was it. I just did it, and after that, I found out that the station I go to get to school is the station she goes to start her commute. So I would come to school early just so she could meet me in the middle and we could talk before both of us had to go on our way. It was kind of fucking adorable. Like, we even, like, fucked outside once at that station. It wasn't serious. No one went down. It was just fingers involved, I promise. During that time, I found out, of course, she had a girlfriend. It was a very open relationship. They were not open like that, but they were everywhere, like Instagram, Twitter, you know. So we basically were talking, while they were still together. We were talking and texting and things like that, and we really became friends. Like, we came close. She was very standoffish when it came to anything, like, personal, like, as far as me coming over or, like, as far as, like, her distant family. Like, she was a nice person, and she told me about her immediate family, her mom. I met her stepdad, and we chilled, we smoked. Then my best friend, who introduced us officially, had a party. And this was the first time I probably hung out with her since we were flirting. So I didn't really pay her any mind at the party either. But that time, it was different because I was nervous that she was there, which was like, wow, what the fuck, you know? But we had fun. I danced with her, and she tried to get in my pants. And like I said, we were young. We could have just went to the bathroom, but we didn't. I wasn't bold enough. She obviously wasn't bold enough. And after the party, she kind of fucked my head up, honestly. We walked to her house. Her house was probably a couple bus stops from the party. We walked to her house, and I remember being, like, fried. So I was, like, glossy-eyed following her type bullshit. Don't get me wrong, I was aware. But basically, we walked all the way to her house. She said, "You coming in?" I said, "Yeah." She was like, "Are you serious? Are you for real? For real?" And then I said no. I said no so quick. Because I don't like it. How are you going to ask me, am I going to do something? And they'd be like, for real? Like, bitch, you don't want me to? Why you ask me? Like, but that was that. I got on the bus and went back to the party. That's it. My best friend said she would have covered for me if I had to go. And that was one red flag, that she was in a whole nother level of life. And I didn't notice that shit. So this is where this story gets a lot foggy. I really don't remember why or what we did. I feel like I was into her because she was mature and she was teaching me life lessons, and she was very charming, still is very charming. But the summertime hit, and like, we fucked like for the first time, and before her, I probably like gave two bitches head. Like, that was the most I got out of sex. I didn't know about lesbian sex, really, before I turned into a lesbian, except, like, eating pussy. That's all I knew. But she showed me how it was to receive some head, and I think that's when the brain cut off and the heart and pussy just started controlling everything. Because honestly, like, the only thing I really remember is us fucking like shit. Like, we would play video games, drink, I would pour her drinks, smoke, stay in the house, and talk, and then just fuck after fucking like rabbits. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, sleep. Oh God, it was bad. It was so bad. She taught me a lot. I found out that I'm a squirter. And the duration of our relationship, I thought squirting was coming, honestly. So she doesn't get, this is the kicker, dude. Like, I just don't remember why or how she has this hold on me. She taught me that I'm a squirter, but she did not teach me what an orgasm was. So how I was so caught up, I am unsure. Maybe she did it once and I didn't realize it, and I was like searching for some shit that I didn't even know the name of or whatever. But literally for like 9 months, bruh, we was just like fucking like shit. And it feels, I'm only saying 9 months because I feel like a lot of time went past for her in a blink. Like, 3 months were consistent, like, straight fucking. And then, like, another 6 months, it was, like, you know, normal relationship shit. But it was still, like, very passionate. The weekends were the best. This is where it took a turn. Mind you, this story feels so, I don't even know the word for it. It has a place in my heart. But mind you, I was young and dumb, and I was following blindly, you know. But this is where it took a turn. It really hurt me. Like, the summer, it came back around, and things were happening, and I didn't know what was happening. She was living with a friend, a best friend, and the best friend, of course, had a job and money, and I've never been rich. I've just never been rich, and I won't be for a long time. So the summer was rolling back around, and she was hanging out with them instead of me. So I was her best friend when we started dating. She had a girlfriend at home. So I more than likely felt like I couldn't trust her. We were in a real relationship. We didn't talk about trust. We didn't talk about goals. We didn't talk about, like, similarities, like, anything. We just, like, laughed and enjoyed our time and had sex in between. Pretty, really awesome sex, And since obviously I could not deal with my own emotions, because I didn't even know what the fuck those really were. 10th grade, yeah, I was that far behind. Yeah, I just kind of broke up with her. We tried to fuck a couple times and it didn't work out. And it didn't work out because I was in my head. I was just like, you know, she just want me to squirt and like do all this. And she doesn't even care how I feel and blah, 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 blah. But I didn't know how to express that to her. So she just, I guess, just assumed that I didn't like her anymore, or just figured it wasn't worth it, or I don't know. But I broke up with her after a couple of tries with that shit. I broke up. It was over the phone, matter of fact. I was leaving the movie theater. I saw a really good movie, and I can't even remember it. Fucking pissed. And I was with my ex-best friend, and I called her, and that was one time where I felt like I had to say something. And I told her, I said, maybe we need a break. And she just said, okay. Which is not the reason why I said it. I didn't say it because I meant it. I said it because I wanted to know how she felt about it. And I just let it go. I let it go because obviously that's what you do. Like, you want someone to fight for you. She wasn't that person. And after that, it was like just super weird energy over the span of like 4 years. It was just super fucking weird energy. Like, I didn't see her. I saw her that summer that we broke up, like for like 2 parties or something. Then I didn't see her forever. And then I came to her house a couple times and she invited me over and stuff like that. But it was just so weird being at that house. I felt like they took her away from me. So I don't feel like I was my best self. And it makes me sad that I still wasn't able to talk to her how I should have. Because back then, she was in the right state of mind and she was willing to hang out with me and, you know, actually cared about things, you know. After hella nights of overthinking and a few attempts at finding out what's good, I still took a more passive role in the whole situation. Yeah, I would overthink about it, but that was the worst of it. Overthinking is like my biggest problem, which is why I try not to complain too much. And then her mom died. And it sucks that that happened, because now she's just a completely different person. I think when that happened, that was the end of us. Well, the end of me thinking that we could pick up where we left off, or I could help her be a better person. It was just, that was the end. That was the end for me. I told her, you should go live with your mom. Why does your mom want you to live with these people? Why does your mom want you to live with your friends? Your mom loves you. And, you know, her school was literally walking distance from the house that she was staying in compared to, like, 30 minutes, an hour on the train from her mom's house. So I chalked it up to that, but I told her, you need to go live with your mom because something's going to happen. And I only told her that one time. I don't like to get into people's shit, but that's one weird thing about me, if you invite me into your family and something is weird, I'm more than likely going to know if someone is passing. And I don't say this to say I'm a medium. I'm saying that this has happened to me before. Like, I would go around people and stuff, and their aunts or grandmas would be sick. And I'm just like, you know, are they okay? You know? And when I was younger, I would just be like, you know, she's probably going to die, you know? Straight like that. But now I'm just like, you know, I used to be like, you know, is she okay? Or you should probably check on her, you know, something's up. Like I said, I'm not a medium, but I'm pretty sure about those things when I say them to people. And it happened, and I just knew that shit wouldn't be the same. So that is where the cliffhanger starts. Mind you, in the middle of all this, her stepdad, the one that we were hanging out with when we wanted a place to stay and, like, fuck and shit. I've been talking to him, and we have mutual friends, so this past year, I've just been, like, thinking, like, damn, like, that sucks, you know? I wish I could have helped her stay with her mom or, like, have a better understanding of what happened, or like I've always had these feelings like, damn, like her friends probably haven't been there for her to talk about this shit or really asked her like how she felt. Like they were telling me how her music is just sad and how she just chain smokes, and I just felt bad. I'm just like, dude, like you're awesome. Like why are you doing this? Like, but I never went to her house. I never did anything except, I never went to the house of her best friend where she was staying. I went to her dad's house, a couple times in, like, the last 6 months. Like, I've been thinking about this for, like, a year, but in, like, the past 6 months, I probably actually went and tried to see her. So I just felt like she would be sad or, like, in her mood or whatever. Her stepdad basically just tells me she's okay, and I just leave it alone. But recently, I talked to him. And he told me, yeah, everything happened with her friends, and now she's back living with her dad. Long story short, her friends turned on her. I don't know the story. I'm not in it. And she says they turned on her. They say she's being a brat, which I believe because she is a brat. So he told me, yeah, go check on her. She'll be really happy to see you. I'm not gonna try and fill in the gaps anymore because I feel like I'm just confusing. But this is where the cliffhanger picks up. I haven't seen this woman in fucking years. The city is small. I passed her house the next morning. And of course, I'm just overthinking it. I'm just like, do it. Why not? You know, maybe there's so much you want to say or you're thinking about it. So that means something. You feel something. You, and you see how my mind just, I just want to add that in the midst of all that time that passed, I thought about it, I thought it over, and like I said, I forgot why I liked her, I forgot how I loved her, and I found a new worth. I found out that maybe it wasn't all that it was. And I found out that it's going to be okay. I found out that, I don't know, it was just a bad thing, a misfortunate event. And just because you think you loved her. Maybe it was just the sex. Maybe you were in love with the information she gave you. Maybe you used that insight to get through your days and you gave her the power of a guru, of a fucking god, because that's the only voice you had swimming around in your head. But now, today, I still don't believe in a god. I believe that nature is above everything. And I feel like the first god was the sun. And it just makes sense when you think about it. It just makes sense. Because after 1,000 years of people just worshiping the sun, you're just going to believe that there is supernatural energy just in the earth. And then with that instilled in you without explanation, sometimes that energy can cross over and then you make a reason. That's what I feel like happened. I feel like people made God because they felt the energy of something and they didn't know what. But maybe we just put that out there, worshiping the sun, you know? What I just told you, I have not told anyone. What's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. Super exclusive. Super, super exclusive information right there. I don't want to say that's my religion. That's just how I perceive my situation. Nothing more, nothing less. Okay. The cliffhanger. I passed her house and I walked up and the door was actually open. I knocked on the screen door and her dad was on the phone and I waited for him to come out. He told me that she was in a psychiatric ward. He had to call the police on her because she threw things down the stairs. And he asked me that I want to go pick her up. So, yeah, I picked her up. Like, why would I leave my friend in the psych ward? Well, I'm just such a nice person. Gosh, why would I leave her in the psych ward? Her dad said, yeah, she's not welcome here. He talks so old and so slow. Yeah, she's not welcome here anymore. I told her I wasn't going to go pick her up. So, I just felt like I was like, pick her up, whatever. Just, it'll give us a chance to talk. I'll bring her home. She can probably hang out with me for a little while. Whatever, right? I talked to her on the phone a little bit before I left. And just a different person is on the phone. It was so freaking weird, like, her just being a decent motherfucker. But it's just like, you've been through some traumatic shit, dude. Like, you weren't even a nice person. And now you are. For what? It's scary for me to think about this too. All right, I don't want to speak on it because I don't want to be fucked up when I say it. So, in the midst of recording, I just realized another procedure that might work in the eradication of toxic ex-girlfriend destination brain. She talked a lot over the phone before I left, and she called me as I was arriving. But I didn't really tell her how I felt. But seriously, I feel like I have a new ending to my story. But it's not the ending. I feel like maybe I should go tell her all the shit that used to run through my mind thanks to her. And maybe I feel a little better, because I'm feeling a lot better just rapping right now. Because I'm, like, realizing a lot of shit. But I'm not going to do that to anyone who actually listened to the story. We're going to get to the end of it. And there may be a part two. I hope my audio is good. Please don't kill me if it's bad. I'm going to hurt myself if it's bad. So I don't really appreciate double sentences, you know. Okay. I picked her up. And I walked in, signed in, tried to sit down, but she came right back out. And I stood up, and I saw her. And I think I figured out why I like her. I do. She just, like, has this stride that I love. She looked different. She's, like, hella skinny now. And, like, I like my girls thick-ish, you know? Or, you know, you can be skinny, but, like, if you want to get thick, I'ma fuck with you. She got in the car, and she just wouldn't stop talking, honestly. Like, I was with her the rest of the day and, like, that night, and she just wouldn't shut the fuck up, like, as we were driving away from the hospital / jail, she just started exploding with apologies and empathy and sympathies and just was like, yeah, I'm sorry that happened, and, you know, I know you just genuinely loved me and I shouldn't have handled it like that. And I was just afraid of love. I was young. Blah, blah, blah. And now I know that intelligence is not giving people information. It's giving people information in a way that they can understand. Because just like she threw up all the information on me, I just got out of a relationship where I did that to someone else. And I was so confused as to why she could never understand me. Why every time I gave her an answer, she didn't know it later on. It was too much. I just couldn't understand. I just drowned in the shits, okay? And maybe my memory isn't the best, but we just talked. She talked. We chilled at my house, flirted, and then I had to walk a dog. So, came with me to do that, and chilled some more. I left one more time, came back, we got some food, and then came back home. I was going to drop her off to her destination, but whoever was supposed to open the door just didn't answer. So, yeah, that's really how I remember it. Like, that's what I was about to say. Maybe my memory is bad, because I'm not good at remembering small talk, you know? It just bugs me. After 5-6 years of thinking, I'm never going to see this person again. And you're just here. So I feel like it felt like a type of shock all day that I was with her. It's like I couldn't breathe. Like, but I wasn't super nervous. I just didn't have anything to say, I guess. I was fine. I drove. I continued my life and let her recuperate in my room for a little while, and that was it. I guess it's confusing because I thought that some type of love was going to be restored, and it wasn't. So I don't know how to feel. And if it was rude not to feel anything, like, the girl's like a Jesus freak because her mom died, and it's just sad to see, I guess. But here I go, sounding insensitive and spewing information as if I know something or I'm trying to shed light on something, when I don't have that power. I only have the power to chase after my own light, you know? So, it was just weird. After we couldn't drop her off, we just ended up going to her dad's house. And mind you, I know shitty parents. They're fucking everywhere in the black community. And it's not their fault. Just like I didn't know how to read my emotions, they didn't know how to teach it to me. So there's a disconnect. And there's a disconnect in an abuse of authority. So it's like your sergeant's mad at you, and neither of you know why. So you see how that would suck. So we get to her dad's house, and she just knocks on the door and just like, "Hey, Dad," and he's just like, "Hey," and he just let us in. He just let us in. He even, like, gave us some smoke. Like, bro. This dude told me, you have to bring her and she has to bring police with her. Bro. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. We stayed the night. She's being very hospital, of course. And that's all I can really remember. She showered me with snacks and plugged up the Wii, as if anyone watches that. And put on Mulan just so I could, like, fuck her again, I guess. Because I didn't get anything out of it. And unlike before, I just didn't care, you know? So, I left the situation giving and not getting, enjoying it, enlightened onto her perspective, onto shit, and more or less feeling the same. So, I don't know, I feel like I was blaming my pain on her, or maybe I'm still not out of this yet. It's really hard for me to explain, because I'm talking about it right now. But it's not hurting anymore. It hasn't hurt for a long time. I just want the shit out of my head. It's like, okay, I figured out why I did it. Cool. I figured out why she did everything. And maybe, like I said, I just have to try and explain to her how much she consumed my fucking brain, or I guess I won't get over it. Because there are a lot of things that I used to do that remind me of her that no one knows, because why would I, you know, point that out about myself? That's pretty crazy. I think she's the only one that cares or would listen properly or get it without explanation. It's so hard finding people you don't have to explain shit. Oh my God. After many a years, we finally got back together and we were chilling as friends, and it was fucking weird. And but that's the A ending to the story. So I'm fucking happy.